If it's happening in the Golden State, Carla Marinucci knows about it, that's for sure. Here's Politico's California Playbook reporter. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Pat. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. I have to mix politics and Hollywood for a minute, if I can. Got to talk about that extremely moving story, moving plea, really, by Jimmy Kimmel this week about his infant son.
Yeah, I totally agree with you in the sense of, was that just an amazing monologue? If you haven't watched it on YouTube, get to it, because if you don't cry while you're watching that, you just don't have a heart. That's all I can say.
And not that it should take that particular pulpit to make an impression, but if that monologue doesn't make an impression on politicians when it comes to covering pre-existing conditions, I don't know what will.
Yeah, you got a very good point. You know, a lot of people said, well, why should Jimmy Kimmel have such an influence? But hey, you know, this is where we're at today. A reality show TV host is the president of the United States. So Jimmy Kimmel, and as many late night hosts have, you know, David Letterman, on down, Jay Leno, they've all had a political bent at times.
Yeah.
But this one was interesting, I thought, because it was just so personal. His story of his newborn son, born with a congenital heart defect and having to get surgery, and his telling of the story, but also the plea at the end that why should kids who don't have wealthy parents like himself suffer? I think that he did make probably one of the most eloquent speeches with regard to why you need to have these pre-existing conditions in the bill. And if anything may move some of these Republicans, especially in California, I have to say, this is where it may come down to, that the Republicans in California may end up killing this bill if it doesn't have all the kind of benefits, particularly pre-existing conditions, because here in California they are under a lot of heat. There's seven Californians who are in districts who are incredibly vulnerable, and we saw last night the effect of perhaps this Jimmy Kimmel address. Daryl Issa, who's a very vulnerable Republican from Southern California, was asked by reporters from the Hill, "How are you going to vote on it?" And he said to them, "It's none of your business." And that made headlines. He's so touchy about it because these Republicans are really between a rock and a hard place. They want to vote with their party on it, but on the other hand, they're getting heat from constituents who are hearing or seeing this Jimmy Kimmel monologue or just showing up at town hall meetings. So this is going to be the interesting thing to watch.
Well,
it doesn't look like the Republicans have the votes to pass this bill.
It was best use of a microphone this week, for sure.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, and I think you're right. If anything maybe really affects the outcome, it could be a late-night talk show host like Jimmy Kimmel.
Absolutely. And speaking to those vulnerable Republicans, you guys are talking a lot about the Democrats using all the political angst out there in the marches we saw earlier this week to overthrow some of the Republicans here in California. But here's the problem, Carla. If the Democrats do take back or want to take back the Congress, they still have Nancy Pelosi, a rich San Franciscan, as their leader. It's back to the old. She cannot be the face of a new Democratic Party.
Yeah, Larry, you're expressing what I hear a lot in Democratic meetings and at events. Democrats are concerned. Look, Nancy Pelosi, on one hand, is a hero to the party for a lot of reasons. She raises a ton of money. She's been somebody who has understood how to get the votes needed to pass things like the Affordable Health Care Act. She's been an influence in that party for a long, long time. But you're right. A lot of folks are saying, I think she's 75 now, she's in her 70s, and that it's time to pass the baton on to others. Dianne Feinstein is getting the same kind of talk. So the fact is, but the question is who? What is the bench that the Democrats have? Who do they have? And, you know, even that is the question for the Democrats. They've got some up-and-comers, even here from California, one of them being Eric Swalwell from the Bay Area. But it's hard to find those leaders, and it's a very tough job to do. Pelosi has said she has, you know, the skin of an alligator in the sense of the kind of stuff that gets thrown at her. She just doesn't listen to any of the insults. She's out there doing the job. So, yeah, they've got to. The question is, will they find somebody else who can do it like Nancy Pelosi does? That's the question. But you're absolutely right. The chorus is growing for people who think maybe it's time for a change.
And the pool, it seems, is shallow right now, Carla. Well,
yes,
Carla, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We will check in with you next week.
Always good to be with you guys. Thanks.
All right. That's Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook.